Hey, God, I got some headphones and some glue guns for your nieces and nephews.
Okay.
What did they fire you for?
So, on Monday, right?
You cursed somebody out?
No, I ain't cursed nobody out, bro. People don't be worth that energy. You said the blood in here, too?
No, I ain't. I'm
oh, all right.
It's some headphones and some
okay.
Some glue guns. They use glue guns?
Yeah.
And some glue guns for them. I got like five of them.
Okay. Thanks. Appreciate it, man. Yeah. I clocked out one of my coworkers. Mm-hmm. He do the fueling, he fuel the buses and clean them.
Yeah.
So he switched his hours on Monday, right?
Yeah.
He normally worked 3 to 12.
Yeah.
So when he's done fueling the buses and the last bus come back and he fuel that joint, mm-hmm. he's supposed to clean like 5. So he'll clean the 5 buses and fuel all the other buses because they go out, you know mm-hmm. what I mean, for the next day. So I told him when he first started, I'm like, yo, listen, bro, if the last bus come back at like 11, and you done everything, yeah. just give me your card. I'll swipe you out. Ain't no problem. You know what I mean? Because ain't no sense for you to sit around for an hour. You know what I mean?
But he snitched on you?
No. He ain't snitch on me. He was cool. But it's another mechanic that's a Jamaican bull.
Yeah.
And he a piece of shit, bro.
He snitch?
Yeah, he snitch. He snitch heavy. And see, me
Why
and him.
Why he snitching like that?
Bruh, I have no clue. Me and him had it out before, and I tried to make peace with the motherfucker, and he said.
He one of them bum-ass niggas that's the best job he ever gonna have.
Bruh, the nigga told them that not the boy that I got fired for, but me and the dispatcher be on the side of the building smoking weed. That's what he told them, bro.
They test you?
No, they ain't test us. They can't because they don't have no legitimate proof. They just got pure he say, so they can't do nothing, but the fucking general manager boy gonna say, well, how long have they been working here? And the operation manager was like, well, they both been here for a while. And I mean, I don't know how many times they've been called for a drug test. That's why they call them randoms.
Yeah.
Motherfucker gonna say, don't you think that was odd?
Tell them to drug test you.
Nah, bro, fuck that. So when I went in there.
Oh, they said they gonna drug test y'all?
No. That's not why they fired us. They fired us because we swiped the bull. I swiped him out.
I know.
And my man Chauncey, my OG, he swiped him in. And he didn't show up until damn near like a fucking hour later.
Oh.
So that kind of fucked him. That fucked Chauncey. But on my part, they said that they were going to do an investigation. So where we put the time cards at, it's a camera like back up there up top. But I didn't think that the shit that they was watching it and was going to be doing all that. So when they ran the camera back, they said, well, they never seen him come in there and put his car back up. What they did see was around 1:03, me walked back up there and his car mysteriously reappeared up in the car holders where all the employees' cars go. And I'm like, yeah, I fucked up. Because normally when I swipe him out, I don't put his card up there right away. I take it back in the shop with me. And when I'm ready to leave, then I'll go up and I'll put his card back and grab mine and swipe out. But I was busy as shit Monday.
That's nutty, though. Bruh, boy don't be coming to work, though. He's supposed to have a stupid ass at work.
Bruh. But the boy, I mean, yo, I ain't mad at him, bruh. And I'm more so mad at my boss because my boss has yet to text me or call me or tell me any fucking thing.
Mm.
So I go to work today. I get a phone call a day. And they like, yeah, you part of the investigation. We're going to need you to turn in your keys. All this fly shit, bro.
Did you curse them out?
No, I ain't curse them out. They told me what they got. It's like the detectives bring you in and they telling you, yo, we got you
doing
on video.
Too much, man. I'm like, all right, man, listen. I give boy a warning right up.
Right. But they, yo, I'm on administrative hold and all that fly shit, bro. Had to get niggas the keys, escort me out. They ain't escort me out, but, you know.
They won't call you back.
Nah, bruh, fuck that. I don't even want to work. I don't even want to work there no more.
God
if
damn.
If that's, bruh.
That thing jumping.
If that's how I was going to be, my G, I don't need to work there. And for my manager not even to talk to me about nothing, that just let me know everything.
I want to beat up some nice cheeks. Take it out on some nice cheeks at your head. You know what I mean? Take it out on some nice cheeks. I mean, you gonna get a job. You got the trade,
yeah,
so it don't
cool,
even matter.
I'm cool. Mm. I just, God know my heart, man. He know I was tired. 7 to 3, I'm working
what
hard.
What you trying to do next?
I don't know. don't know. Probably just be a driver, bro, for Amazon or something. Something low key.
What they pay for drivers at Amazon?
Like $16.50 starting you off with. Especially if you know, if you got some kind of experience, some kind of
bitches be bad as shit out.
Some kind of experience driving. I'm just trying to get a check, bro. Yeah. That's it.
I be cool. I be want to take bitches down, but like a lot of bitches don't be nice.
No, they be trash, bro.
You know what I mean? The coochie and the dick sucks all good, but like you want to beat up something nice and feel like a lord, man.
Yeah, you feel at me? The end of the day,
you want to beat up something nice, least presentable cheeks.
You know what I mean? Something that when you look at it, you like, damn,
yeah. Take down lord, like, you know what I'm saying?
That's how you look at. That's the way I look at it.
Don't even give me the pussy, like, if I'm not gonna be all into it and shit like that. Like,
that's how you give me look at Jersey.
You can get some pussy, but like,
is it the caliber?
Like you don't really want to hit nobody sloppy and fat and like, or like not up to par. If you up to par, not saying you gotta be super diesel, but at least standardable. Like, I ain't trying to beat no nasty box up, like, you know what I'm saying?
It's levels to
Bro. Like, I can't, she kind of chubby, she breaking the level a little bit, but she still can get it.
That's
nice
all day
level. Yeah, look, a little
that's
nice back though. You know what I'm saying?
That's all day. Yeah, that's,
you know what
all
saying?
Day.
A little
I don't
nice.
Even need. I don't even need nothing crazy. Like you used to say, give me that, like that little runner body.
Yeah.
That still that.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That keep a nigga in pocket a little bit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That, you know what I mean? I ain't, you know, that. I'm just trying not. She trying chubby, like, you know what I'm saying?
All right, she get pregnant. That's it.
I'm trying to knock down something, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to be fucking with you, like, after all that. Oh, these joints work. I got to get them.
Yeah, bro. So I had my run. It was fun driving that MV down here. Burning they gas up.
This joint crazy.
Come down.
I'm thinking how they ain't learned about that. They would have been heating.
Huh?
They really would have been heating on that.
What?
They ain't gonna call you tomorrow. You still got the job.
Nah, bro. That nigga ain't called me today. That shit went to the higher ups, bro. It went to the higher ups.
But you ain't
ups.
Do nothing, but he ain't gonna get fired. You ain't gonna get fired.
I know, nah, bro.
What they gonna do? Like, you came to work, you just swiped this car there.
They took a nigga keys. When a job take your keys and tell you you gotta leave the premises, bro. That's it. It ain't no calling you back.
They will call
and
you
I mean,
back.
I like I said, bro, I don't want them to call me back. Fuck y'all. For real,
well, I'm
for
saying,
real, because
like,
if we was three white boys and this is what we were doing, y'all would have found some way to make it work or be adaptable and understanding. But because we black, you're not gonna understand. You're gonna look
man,
at it.
Man, I would be like, if I was them, that nigga do a good ass job, keep him. Like, as long as you ain't stealing or no shit like that, but you ain't do nothing but swipe a nigga car, but like, if it's still you valuable to the company, I'm still gonna ride with you. Just say don't do that dumb ass shit again.
Right.
And I'm gonna let that shit ride.
Bro, to some degree.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell the bull stop snitching on
like,
stupid
exactly.
Shit.
Like, yo, you need to mind your business and stop. Don't come and tell me nothing.
Yeah.
If it's not about the bus or anything like that, don't come and tell me nothing.
Yeah.
But my manager though took it there too.
Think about how many who told first? Your manager?
Yeah. Megan Bull told my manager first. My manager went to the payroll shit and was like, I want to see what time George clocked in. She pulled it up. He clocked in at 5:03. But the Jamaican Bull's telling him he ain't get there till after 6. Right.
Yeah, she became ugly. God,
like,
man.
The fuck who?
Her, like.
Who?
The joint from, I can't fuck with them. They gonna be kind of corny when they get over there. The joint,
the joint from that group, Black?
No, huh.
Tamara?
The joint from Martin, she's sloppy.
Oh, Tanisha Arnold?
No, what's her name?
I think.
Yeah, she got corny.
Gina
got whacked. Like, she ain't age well.
Pam was that bitch. Bro.
Pam still that bitch.
Pam was that bitch. Pam had body, everything, yeah. Yo.
Yeah, she ain't age well. Like, I need a gym, bitch. I'm sorry.
Right.
Like,
I'm cool. My wife cool ain't with the gym joint. My wife,
but she's skinny
fat.
Though.
Oh, I'm
she
getting fat. Yeah, I mean, don't get. Yeah, she cool, bro. She
I'm
cool
with
but,
a gym joint.
But she
like,
ain't.
You know?
She ain't making her shit tight. That shit gonna fall off eventually.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the fuck you want me to do. Keep looking at you. Like, what the fuck?
He said, "What you want me to do? Keep looking at you." You know what I mean? That's why I take the petite Jones is real skinny. They only get thicker. It don't take much for them to cut up.
Right.
You know what I mean? But like I said, yeah, you gotta have a nice body and nice face though. It ain't gonna work. You just setting yourself up for the ultimate failure.
For the okie doke.
Yeah, you setting yourself up for the failure. You might as well just kill yourself. Cause it's a bad bitch game in the world. She cute. She kind of big.
She big though.
Big, yo. She nice.
See, she would get a black nigga. She be fucking with a black nigga. A white man not gonna really wanna fuck with her because he would consider her to be too fat.
Well, she is too fat though. We ain't gonna say she ain't too. Cause she got a burn. She bad though in her face. Her face is tight.
Yeah. Is everything else?
She's big.
I don't take them clothes off.
Or when she have a kid, like. Mm-hmm. She ain't bad, but like, them bitches ain't got no discipline on eating.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It don't even be the gym. Them bitches just eat like
mm-hmm.
no tomorrow. Like God damn,
that's
bitch.
What Jersey was doing. Jersey was eating like no tomorrow. Tomorrow. I'm pretty sure she got she in her shit. She in her bag now. But before I came into the picture, like she was showing me pictures and she was just like I wasn't happy and I would just eat. She would like, I would get pizza and french fries, and I would put the french fries, I would roll up the pizza with the french fries and eat it. I'm like, what the fuck?
Roll up the pizza with the french
what
fries.
What the fuck kind of, yeah, but you know what? You know what? You know what? Right on, bitch. Right on. Because y'all bitches don't be right anyway. And y'all get depressed real easy. And some of y'all be having nasty attitudes. Y'all be having. I'm gonna get the fuck out of here, bro. Cause mm-hmm. your block getting too crowded. You got people coming down.
Oh yeah, definitely. My nigga, why should they call you back?
I'm not going back. I'm about to go work for Amazon though, bro. So at least I could still smoke tree. I could smoke. I could be cool with this job. I gotta be like on. I gotta. So let's say they give me my job back, bro. So I go back to work. They call me for a random, right? I pass that random. Then next 2 days, they call me for another random. Yeah. Then the following week, they call me for another random. And they just keep randoming me because now this motherfucking the white dude now done took it another level. Because they already took it another level and they didn't have to go there. It's the whole point I'm trying to make is, you know, I take the job back, now I'm underneath the microscope. I don't want that. I don't want to do that. I'd rather just leave y'all, be free. Y'all got the Jamaican dude, y'all got the white boy, whoever y'all bring in after me. I hope that they do a good job, you know? And that's it, bro. Fuck them.
Yeah.
I'm tired, bro.
Get the glue guns and the headphones, see nieces and nephews.
Yeah, I will. I will, man. I appreciate it.
Yo, man, fuck it.
It is, yep.
It is what it is.
Exactly.
Seems to be locking in, getting real comfortable at 168. What do you think of Canelo as a super middleweight these days?
I like Canelo anyway. Mm-hmm. He got punch power, he got speed, he got the reflexes. He knows how to treat the box. He blocks on it, not with his trick. I like him anyway.
He's 5'9 doing this, though.
I still like him anyway. He's powerful. He maintains his stability, he's very controlled. I like him anyway.
Is he the best fighter pound for pound?
It's hard to say that. You got Terrence Crawford in the argument, and you also got Lomachenko in the argument. They fight, you know, come that way. Terrence are the begging for Errol Spence. Lomachenko for everybody that came his way.
How you doing, champ?
How you doing? You all right? What's up, Bones? Good.
What's up, Memphis? What's up, Bones?
Yeah, you all right?
What's up, Bones? But you know, asking about Canelo and pound for pound, you were talking earlier about proving it. Is he the one, even if you think Crawford's better or Lomachenko, is he the one that's proved it the most?
Lately, yeah. Lomachenko's track, Lomachenko beat Lomachenko, and he beat Rigondeaux.
And Gary Russell.
Those were three top names around him, so they almost equal. He beat Triple G. And he also beat
Danny Jacobs.
And Danny Jacobs. So that's 3-2. So they both, as far as names, they've been the same. But the way we've seen Terry Crawford do things and how long he's reigned, he deserves as much as they deserve.
Because
he didn't fight him because he can't fight. Because he didn't want to fight him. He ain't probably going to fight him. You turn to Mar, Becky, I want to fight. He's going to sign. Then they're going to see a fight. He's going to sign. They told him Errol Spence to fight. He gonna sign. He ain't not fighting because he don't want to. He not fighting because he can't get him in the ring because they got their own promoters and he got his promoter. Which is why I didn't like having a promoter because I want to be able to fight with. I want to fight when I want to fight.
Hello? All right.
Sounds quite severe. And how long have you been clean, sir?
15 minutes.
What?
Saw this little baby on the way up here. Couldn't help myself.
Sinner!
My man.
The whole point of this group is so that you do not buy one more gun.
I didn't.
What? What are you talking about?
About two. Hi, guys.
Guys, it has been 1 year since our very first Gunaholics Anonymous meeting, and for the most part, we have come so far. Let's just go around the table and let us know how the year has gone for you. Smiley, why don't you go first?
Hey, guys, just glad to be here, happy to be alive, happy to be clean, happy to no longer have the financial drain on my bank account of buying guns every month. Life literally could not be better for me right now.
So inspirational. Rufus, how about you?
Yeah, I'll be honest. When I came to my first meeting a year ago, I didn't think I could do it. I didn't want to do it. I literally was ordered by the courts to come to this class. But in the last year, I've learned so much about myself. I've learned I don't need them. I've learned to control my gun addiction. And I've learned to just say no. I have not touched a gun in 1 year. And I hope to never touch another gun for the rest of my life.
You have definitely come such a long way in such a short time, and we could not be more proud of you, Rufus. Matt, I know the last year has not been ideal for you. You've had a few relapses. What are your thoughts on the last 12 months? Why are we sitting in water? So I actually decided to have all of our meetings in a river from now on to deter you from bringing your new guns to show Rufus. I thought that you wouldn't want him to get rusty, so you might leave him at home as not to tempt Rufus over here. Rufus, have you heard about the all-weather guns?
Those are the ones that don't rust, right?
Yeah, it's a 4570 government.
Shut up, Matt!
Completely submerge it.
Oh, yeah.
You want to go shoot it? Rufus, you said you never want to touch another gun in your entire life.
I'm not perfect.
Welcome to Demolition Ranch. I'm glad you're here because we've got quite a video for you and I think you're going to like it. Hey, this is a helmet. It was the kind of helmet that was issued to U.S. military, starting like in the 80s and going for like 20 to 30 years. Lots of guys have worn this helmet, and Rob told me he wore these helmets. So I want to know how much protection our good buddies got when they were wearing these helmets.
These things are Kevlar, so you can see the fibers in there, and they're hard. So this Kevlar is just glued together to make it very hard and rigid, as you can see.
We could test these helmets with a 9mm, a 45 ACP, a 5.56, a shotgun slug, a 7.62x39. But those things have been done, probably. I'm sure they have. But you know what I bet has not been done? I would bet that when these helmets were being manufactured, the manufacturers were not considering, what if our U.S. military go to a place where they are being shot at with only lever-action rifles? That's what I wonder. And so that's what we're going to test today. I brought out the lever-actions. I just feel like these things don't get enough love on the channel. So today, we are lever-action only. We are starting with a 22 long rifle, which if this thing lets a 22 long rifle through, not good. Next up, we have first a 38 special, which, yeah, 38 special will stop. Then we have a 357 Magnum. That should stop too. It seems like pretty thick Kevlar. I think that will stop. Then we're going up to a 44 Magnum in a rifle, which means it has more time to go down that barrel and pick up speed. Then we're going 30-30.
This thing will definitely go through.
I
bet money. 30-30 is going to go through it. Will it go through both sides? I don't know. Then we have 45-70 Extreme Penetrator round. That thing, I bet it'll go through both sides. But there's only one way to know. He ain't got no legs. Morning, Lieutenant Dan. Looking good. Eddie's. You cool with this? Eddie. You trust that this helmet will stop those bullets, so you're willing to wear it and let me fire at your face. You're an American hero. Before we get started, comment below if you could pick one of these rifles that I would give to you. I will send it to you in this make-believe scenario. You can pick. Which one of these would you choose? And I feel like not many people are going to choose the 22, so I'm going to give a little caveat. The 22 is from the 1,000-man shoot. It was the rifle that I fired when we lined up 1,000 of these, and we all fired at the same time.
Order your rifles. Move the lever completely forward to open your action. Move the lever completely back to close the action. Take aim. Fire. 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 Fire.
Yes. So that one has a little history, but then these are all super cool. Comment below. Which would you choose?
Coming at you, buddy. Hold still.
I heard that one bounce off. It went ba-bing!
Yes!
There's where it hit, and then it hit there. Definitely stopped the 22. You guys want to see my mare's leg? The gun, you freaks. So this is the 38 special out of Mare's Leg. Yeah, this will stop for sure. Not really sure how to hold these type guns. This probably will work. Headshot. This isn't super good. It didn't go through, but I mean you can see it there. And then it bulged it and it tore it. But it just only tore the outside layer. The inside layer is fine. There's no hole through. It would have scared you. Probably would have hurt a little bit. 357 Magnum. Moving much faster than the 38 Special. So I'm kind of scared it's going to go through now after that 38 Special did that. It's not good. Entered right by the 38 Special. But did not go through. It rips this inside layer, but no hole. How cool is that? 44 Magnum. We have a jacketed soft point. That's gonna have a pretty good chance of going through out of a rifle. All right, buddy. See you on the other side.
Dang.
Yeah, I think that's a hole in his head that I can see you right now. That one went through. 30-30 is a hunting caliber that has been around for a long, long time. Can we just take a moment to admire a little color case-hardened steel? Look how pretty that is. I love it. I love it. God, it's good looking. My bet is goes through twice, front side and back side.
I just have a feeling.
Forgot how much I love 30-30s. That's a good round. Oh, yeah, it went through. And nothing on the back. So, actually, you might have lived with a 30-30. There's a piece of metal right there. There's no damage on the other side. So that came in right there. It tore up all this Kevlar. But I don't think it let much through. You would have got hit in the head with shrapnel, but it destroyed that bullet. So it either didn't let much of that 30-30 through, or it's stuck in his brain. Thug life. Da-da-da-da-da. The 45-70 government. A ridiculous round, and this is an extreme penetrator bullet loaded into this case. This is going through both sides. I'm willing to bet no money, because I'm always wrong, but I think it's going to go through both sides. Okay.
Something about the sharp pain in my shoulder, the big fireball, and then the explosion of Kevlar fibers. That's just art, people. That's art.
Here's our entrance. It was a little low, but still about 3/4 of an inch from the edge, so it got a solid hit there. And then it went straight through and hit this side. Let me show you the exit wound on the other side. Boom. Yeah, that exploded pretty good.
Let's get a little more realistic for 1 second, though, because not many battles happen with lever actions anymore. A lot of them happen with AK-47s. We have one, and I have a new helmet, so I'm just going to fire one round into the top of that helmet. I am 100% certain it will go through, but just for the sake of being thorough, we're going to make sure. Yeah, I saw the ground on the other side explode when that bullet went straight through it. Hole, straight through. How about a little AK-47 rapid fire? We know it's gonna go through, but I wanna see what it looks like when a bunch of bullets are passing through that helmet. So good. It's so good. These helmets have not performed as well as I was hoping. Not at all. And same thing with the last episode. That armored door did not perform as well as I was hoping. And so I did not shoot the armored door with 50 BMG. Because, like, it let the other calibers through. So of course it's going to let 50 go through it. But some of you, actually a lot of you, were still upset that I didn't bring out the 50 BMG. So today I brought out the 50 BMG! M107 A1. I've just realized in life that sometimes you do things that you don't think are necessary, but you do it because the people want to see it. Like making your bed, for instance, or showering. I have 3 helmets now lined up in a row. We're going to shoot straight through them. Place your bets. What do you think? 50 BMG going to go through all 3? I think it will. 50 BMG. Coming in hot. Before we check out the results, don't forget we have Freedom Isn't Free shirts. Rob and I are both selling these things. They are a fundraiser for Memorial Day. If you order them now, you will not get them by Memorial Day. We're already too late for that. But every shirt sold up until Memorial Day, we're donating $5 to the Charles Humphrey Keating Foundation. It's a really good cause, and it's a great shirt. Shoot, my GoPro. First helmet. Looks like we went in there. Killed it. Hello? You okay? I think we're good. That was the second helmet. There's our entry, I think. Nope, that's our entry right there. There's our exit. Into the third helmet. This one was not shot yet. In. Did it stop it? It stopped it. I found one bullet fragment in there. I can't tell if there's more bullet in there that I just can't get to. But 100%, nothing came through that. We stopped at 50 BMG. For those who don't follow my Off the Ranch channel, you may have missed that I went to Nashville recently and recorded a country music song with Colt McBee, a buddy of mine. If you're interested in country music whatsoever, I think you might like Bonfires and Tailgates. We burn it up for this all-nighter. Bonfires and Tailgates. It's good, right? So that song is available for pre-order right now. Link in description. Here's the kicker. I made a deal with Mare, and she took it because she thought it was crazy, that if she has no interest in doing this, and which is why she took the deal, because she thought there was no way that this would be accomplished. She shook on it that if our song makes it to the top of the charts, the number one spot, Meredith will record me and her singing a duet together, because I really thought that'd be fun to do, and she hates singing out loud. She does not want to do it. So,
If you're interested in helping out, order the song. It's Bonfires and Tailgates by Colt McBee featuring Matt Carricker. Really a little nervous about you hearing my song. I hope you like it. This is a weird assortment of guns. One of these is not like the other. Up, two of them are. You don't usually see a Barrett next to a lever action, but it looks pretty good. Link in description for my song singing about Bonfire Tailgate. Thanks for watching Demolition Ranch. I love you. See ya next time.
That's a great idea.
Bobby!